pop nerd trivia from Game Hounds in Manhattan, Kansas. We now have George, Aaron, and Tyler has joined us for this round. Project Nerd's own, I guess Project Nerd's own all three of them. But three categories again. We'll start the timers here in a second. Buzz in when you're ready. Our first category.
Here we go.
Is rejected candy. So I need rejected candy names. The timer starts now. Tyler.
Winnie the Pooh Bar.
Yes. Aaron.
Chunky Buttholes.
Okay, we'll take it. Chunky Buttholes. Clock's ticking. George.
Pooh Balls.
No. Still, you're still in her answer here. Like, George. he's laughing now. Aaron.
Fruity Nuggets.
What is that based off of? Like,
well, the nuggets.
I don't get it.
It's a poop poo flavor.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Tyler.
Dingleberries.
Dingleberries. Okay. Take it. We'll take
you it. You stole that from me, basically. That's what I was trying to say.
Aaron.
Beer goo, because it's not for kids.
No.
Okay, that was dumb. You're right. I got nothing.
Rejected candy names. Tyler.
Instead of candy cigarettes, candy nicotine.
Okay. Yes. George.
Butthole burners.
Oh, yes. I like it.
Because they kill your beehole.
Are you buzzing in again, or are we still just on here? All right.
You don't have to push the button to
talk. Well,
I
like pushing the button.
Cleveland Steamers.
Yes.
Aaron, oh, can you describe them?
Chocolate Stanley Steamers?
Stanley Steamers? So they're chocolate covered ones. Okay. I'll take it, even though you stole Tyler's answer there.
Hey, I was just adding, innovating.
Dirty fingers.
I like it. They have chocolate fingers, right? So, George.
Instead of 100 grand, $5.
Okay. You find that in? Where do you find that at? The Dollar General?
That's too high dollar.
All right. 5 seconds. Any last answers? Aaron.
Pillow pants?
Pillow pants.
They're troll shaped.
For the clerks.
They're
troll
shaped
we'll
gummies.
Are they pink?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. So that was round one. So after round one, who's in the lead? Tyler is in the lead after round one. Okay. So round two. Round two is sucky action movies. All right.
Sucky.
Sucky action movies. So what I need is an action movie title or sequel that sounds like it would be sucky. Ready? Timer starts now. Tyler.
Michael Bay, the movie.
All the points. Aaron.
The Accountant.
Okay. George.
The Accountant's Assistant.
There you go. All right. Aaron.
Attack of the School Marms.
No. Tyler.
The Accountant Part 2, The Audit.
Okay, yes. Aaron.
This is a little too real, but The Dentist.
The Dentist. Okay. George.
The Taxidermist. The Stuffing.
Okay.
I think that's more of a horror movie.
I think we're getting into the horror genre.
Yeah. And these could actually be real horror movies if you get. Aaron.
Whores versus.
Whores?
Versus.
Well, you know, that's the idea. You can make many sequels. The Whores versus.
Okay. We'll take it. Aaron.
Oh, I just accidentally pushed my button.
I'm buzzing out.
Aaron.
Jeopardy, the movie.
Jeopardy. Okay.
Action films, right?
Yes. Okay. Sucky action films. Tyler.
Brokeback Mountain 2, Time to Quit You.
Okay. Yes.
We're not even hitting action films.
There would be a lot of mountain climbing going on in that one. Sucky action movies. Aaron.
Rappers Take Manhattan.
Okay. It was sucky.
It wasn't funny, lame?
But it's sucky.
Well, it is sucky. That's the point.
Yes, that's
this
it.
You know what? Maybe this is a sucky category.
You qualified. Wow.
Escape from Kansas City.
Escape from Kansas City, yes.
That's a short movie.
George, did you buzz in?
So we took I-70 and we ended up outside of Kansas City.
Any last answers?
Movie.
All right, time's up. Two rounds down. Aaron and Tyler are tied.
We should just give that to Tyler because he had much better answers than me.
So our
George agrees.
We're going to head back to a category that we had at the beginning of the show, embarrassing Google searches. So Google searches you don't want people finding in your Google search history. All right, embarrassing Google searches starts now. Tyler.
What should urine taste like?
Okay, yes. All right. George.
What does my poop taste like?
Oh, no.
Especially after these Girl Scout cookies.
Pete.
Tyler.
What does statutory mean?
Yes. Aaron.
Peanut butter flavored dildos.
Okay. I don't know if that's that embarrassing, though.
I think we should be ashamed of that.
It's peanut butter. George.
Is that supposed to come out of there?
Tyler.
Used ice cream trucks for sale.
George.
Used windowless vans for sale.
Aaron.
How do I know if there are teeth in my vagina?
Okay. Aaron, did you buzz in again?
No, I just pushed the button.
You did that. Tyler.
Does Google Maps have a way to find out if an address is within 100 yards of a school?
Points, for sure. Just looking at me. Are you going to buzz in or... Aaron.
How far can I stick my tongue in that hole?
Yes.
Without... I don't know.
It was good enough even with without. George.
How to remove Chipotle from my pants.
Yes. Is it embarrassing, though, if it's everybody searching it, though? Like,
yeah, that's true.
All right, any last answers down the last couple seconds? Tyler?
Best drain cleaner. What? Best drain cleaner? I can't even say it. Best drain cleaner for human flesh.
Oh, shucks. Man. That just got too
on a weird one there. So, all right. So, three rounds down, total numbers up. Who has won this Tournament of Pro Nerd Nerd Trivia.
We should not give it to Tyler. He's the know-it-all.
Aaron, not too far behind in second.
That's close.
And George, I guess, not too bad back there at third. All right, so that was another round
of
Pop
talks,
Nerd
Trivia.
When George
talks, he might not have a whole lot of good answers, but
I think
wait,
this is something
wait.
That we need to make a thing.
They're all
we stole
good
it
answers.
From somebody
they
else
just might not be very
thing.
Many.
So more Pop Nerd Trivia, more trivia, and more podcasts coming to you from Game Hound shortly.
I don't
know why. That's questionable.
Welcome to the Nerdcast Season 3, the search for Season 2.
Still with that?
Yes, and another special edition episode. We're actually coming to you from Game Hounds of Manhattan, Kansas. And we have a star-studded crew today. Yeah, did you get the hooray in there?
Hooray.
All right, I'm just making sure. All right, so both Adam and myself, Iggy here as normal. Aaron, who
Hi.
Often butts in anyways.
Meh.
Yeah. But we're also joined by Laura.
I love you guys.
George.
I love you. And a few sit-ins
we
as
didn't,
we rotate
we
out
you, George.
Occasionally.
Huh? We didn't hear you.
Hey.
There you go. All right. So we're at Game Hounds. A lot of tabletop gaming going on. A lot of video games on the walls. Exciting things here. Any Game Hound shoppers here on the podcast?
I have quite the collection of Super Nintendo games.
Collection.
So,
well, in this corner.
Yeah. Well,
you know, we did set up in the 64 and Super Nintendo corner, so
yeah.
I've been quite distracted.
Might be a lot of purchases on the way out for this team here.
It is really distracting.
A lot going on. Awesome. Well, we Game Hounds opened up, I think, a couple years ago here in Manhattan.
They're coming up on 3 years.
Yeah. Local store. Pretty exciting. A lot of video game stuff, a lot of goodies, and then here recently they just started doing tabletop gaming, which seems to be their big hit.
It's their bread and butter right
now.
Yeah, this is a big... I'm kind of surprised how many people are here.
It's literally
this is
bringing
kind of
all
incredible.
The boys to the yard.
Welcome to the
right
geek
now.
World. To
their
the geek
milkshake
world.
Is bringing literally all the nerd boys to the yard.
Laura, your
milkshake
is probably doing it.
It's probably... Oh my God, it's probably my milkshake. I'm sorry, you guys.
So, milkshakes, tabletop gaming, everything like that. Tabletop, what game do y'all play if you want to play tabletop gaming?
All of them.
All of them? Okay, good answer.
None. Not a tabletop gamer.
Okay.
I don't know. I really want to get into tabletop gaming.
I'm just more of a console kind of guy or handheld. Just never really. I don't know. Seems like tabletop games are too complex. They're over my head. I'm not that bright.
They're definitely for smart people.
They are.
Dungeons and Dragons. For
Laura,
you
said you wanted to get into it. Is that why?
Yeah, I do. I do want to get into it, and it's not because it's just for smart people. I just really like the idea of using my imagination to crawl through dungeons and stuff. I think we should
you
make...
You can do that without tabletop games.
No, but it helps. It's facilitated by tabletop gaming. I think we should make our own tabletop game.
Yes. What do you guys think we should make?
I think it should be like Twilight.
Twilight.
I think there should be tons of
nope.
sexual
nope.
tension.
Twilight.
I think there should be vampires and werewolves
okay,
and
okay.
angst.
That sounds kind of decent, but
all right,
I would
so
not associate it with Twilight.
All right, so we're starting the concept for our own tabletop game that we're going to be building.
This sounds
so
amazing.
So we have the foundation. It is
Twilight-themed.
No.
Hot.
No,
vampires
vampire
versus
and
werewolves.
Sexual tension.
Hot.
That's the only...
Well, yeah, because obviously we're not going to get...
Can we
they're not going to sign off on this
Can we just
Twilight.
Call it vampires and sexual tension?
Yes.
I thought that's what Twilight is.
Well,
it is.
Yeah, we're still... Are we still infringing on copyright by
Probably,
going with that title?
Yeah. I think we are.
It's a working title.
So, okay. So what is what's the goal of the game then? So we're going to set up, you're going to have werewolf
have
characters
for
the
right.
You're going to have werewolf.
You got to get married so that you can finally do it.
Well, we need to make it. Well, we got to keep our religious like goals in line. You know, it's got to have a really good message.
Let's figure
you
got to
lock them down before you take their pants off.
What are our category of characters though? So we're going to have vampires,
yeah,
which are going to come unpainted so that way they have that silverly
the sparkly
thing
sheen
going.
Yeah.
There you go. We're going to have our werewolf, guild over here. And then finally, are we going to have, is it just teenage girls that stare off and don't make expressions?
Can they be
and can read minds.
Ninja Girls?
Do what?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Girls.
I'm fine with
so
it.
Now we're introducing some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles into this? Is that
no, girls.
Okay, that's right.
We can do whatever we want.
Copyright. We can do whatever we want. Or is that in the expansion pack, though, Aaron?
That's, you gotta make some money off of it, so that's... Totally expansion.
Expansion. All right. Okay.
You gotta set them up.
So we've got our game, our tabletop game,
and the goal is
we've
sex.
We've got three different levels of categories, and
I mean,
so
you
the
can do that
goal.
Without a tabletop game.
So how are we getting the sex? Are we playing cards for powers to defeat
yes,
other
but the
characters?
The game facilitates the sex. Do you not understand the point of the game?
So why I'm not a tabletop gamer. That's
is this a whole new meaning
right
for
is
Dungeon
that,
Master?
Is that really what happens? I feel like that's not what happens.
I was just going to ask, is this a whole new meaning for the to take the title Dungeon Master then? You facilitate
the
sex.
In this analogy, is this a vagina a dungeon in this analogy?
Well, no, in Dungeons and Dragons, you have the Dungeon Master who kind of, that person, lays out the rules, make sure everybody's in line.
And they're the watcher.
Basically runs the game, yeah.
Right. Iggy has D&D experience.
The watcher,
so
yes.
Fill us in.
Ew.
I do have a little bit of D&D history, yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
How come you don't play it with me? I want to play D&D.
I haven't played it since, like, middle school.
Can I be the dungeon?
Inappropriate there.
Hey, I don't like where this is going.
Crazy. Okay, so
is somebody taking notes? Because I want to do this.
We are recording this.
It's okay.
So
believe it or not,
we'll
be able to get this information
you'll
back.
You'll find Sexual Tension and Vampires on Kickstarter.
You will.
You can buy it for $9,000.
Is that the starter
zero.
Kit? Is $9,000?
The expansion pack is another $2,000.
I feel like we're pricing ourselves out of the market. Yeah, guys. I gotta be honest.
It'll be super elite.
All right. So what's the title again? We gotta come with the title again.
I thought we already settled on Vampires and Sexual Tension.
It would still be infringing on copyright for
that's true.
Basically Twilight subtitle.
That's true. Yes. What about Sexy Teens?
Oh, no.
Wrong market. Wrong market.
I was
gonna
say you're changing your whole demographic market.
Yeah,
whole new group of people.
That was back on the embarrassing Google searches.
Whole new group of people coming into Game Hounds for that game. Then we call it that.
What about glittery men?
I like that.
I like glittery men
in general and as a title.
I wear the glitter, I guess.
Well, let's try and figure out our demographic first. Like, who do we want to market it to? And then I think that will kind of drive the title.
I think it should probably be marketed to everyone. Probably, you know, like ages. 15 to 99.
Well, how small are the pieces? Because then we might have to put in like a 3 and up or something.
Yeah,
they're probably going to be at least 5 inches.
Oh,
I don't know why I said that.
Oh, no, at least 5. I will accept no smaller.
There's that Google search again. Toys that are at least 5 inches.
I guess at this point we've decided we have to do that first round of Pop Nerd Trivia before the roll into the podcast because we're making plenty of references to it.
Yeah, we are.
It's funny.
All right, so, okay.
Sparkly men.
Sparkly. Yeah. I like sparkly men.
So we got
men.
A couple title ideas.
I
got
downvote
a demographic, men. 3 and up, basically. Mm-hmm. And then we have concept. So what are our prizes? Aaron said we're going to put this on Kickstarter for our new tabletop game. What are the perks?
One of the perks should be that you get larger pieces, probably.
You know, 8 to 9 inch pieces. Sir?
Yeah, exactly.
Are we still having the Dungeon Master in Sparkly Men?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the main prize right there. You get to be Dungeon Master for the night.
At the at a corporate sponsored tournament.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, I like that.
So, what are do we want our fanboys to dress up too, like when they're playing the game?
Oh, definitely.
Do you get like a box that comes with extra glitter
Like body glitter.
Like so that you can cover yourself David Bowie style?
Oh, my God.
That's the expansion pack.
That's the David Bowie expansion pack.
Ooh. Is it getting hot in here to anybody else, or is that just me? Jesus.
Once again, inappropriate Google search. The David Bowie expansion pack.
No, David Bowie expansion pack.
That's totally appropriate.
It's not an inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate.
No, it's not.
That's 100% true.
No problem with anybody finding that in Google history. Which actually that reminds me, I was reading, there was this... I guess father came out to his family, supposedly on Thanksgiving Day with his kids, his two daughters, and the one daughter, like, he said, I'm bi, and she goes, I don't know what that means. The other one says, good, and she goes, and he explains it, and they're like, oh, okay, and he's like, really, I've been holding this in since I was a teenager, and nobody flips out or anything. He goes, well, we kind of knew this already. You said if you can marry any man, or if anytime you saw David Bowie, you said you would marry him. And he goes, well, yeah, I just figured you thought I was joking. And the one daughter goes, nobody jokes about that with David Bowie.
It's not a joke.
Right, because everybody's serious because it's totally okay, right, yes.
That's true. Everybody is a little bi-curious for David Bowie.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was a really long lead-in for that line.
Yeah,
for
you. That was.
We got to fill time. I guess.
We could edit that out, probably.
Wow. Aww. Aaron's like, edited. I'm the editor, so I choose if it stays. And it probably won't.
Please leave comments below. Do you like the story about David Bowie?
Well, yeah, because it has David Bowie in it, so everybody likes it.
I like it.
Well, talking about David Bowie, so what does everybody think about this new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie?
Ooh. Good segue.
Hold on. Wait. Whoa. No, wait.
No, that segue was airtight.
Well, you just got to talk about airtight. It and then just instantly segue. So, like, well, we're talking about David Bowie. But what about this, you know, this new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies with Michael Bay? What do you guys really think about that?
I'm really concerned.
So I'm super concerned the fact that Bay and was it Liebsman or Liebsman, however his name said, nobody really cares to learn because he's such a terrible director attached.
Pretty
his
bad.
Last two directing credits go to Battle Los Angeles, Wrath of the Titans.
Oh.
And now he's in charge of Ninja Turtles with Michael Bay making sure he does it right. Like, that sentence doesn't even seem logical.
That seems terrible.
However, I think, and I'm thinking it's because my expectations were so low, the trailer didn't look that bad.
I saw the trailer and I was like, wow, this actually looks pretty solid. But, you know, the trailer starts off with things exploding and buildings falling apart. It's like, I don't remember this from
No TMNT, Ninja Turtle like way back in the thing day. Is, you know, the city being destroyed. It doesn't happen.
But not only that, Donatello, they're coming down the mountain and I think it's Leo and Donatello and he flings them into the bus and then they do the slow-mo, the shell crushing. And I'm like, this is, like, did they just take a Transformers scene, remove the CGI of the Transformer and put in the Ninja Turtle there?
That's
like,
exactly probably, what they did. Yeah.
Things
exactly
blowing up. Army. And Michael Bay.
And Megan Fox, too, right?
Yeah.
Man, she's a turd, right?
That's the best way to describe her.
Am I right? That girl is a turd.
So,
a big old
really
turd.
Sparkly, pretty turd.
Big old sparkly, smelly turd.
biggest concern, though,
sorry,
is
Megan
your,
Fox.
Your William Fincher playing Shredder, so you have a white New York guy as Shredder, and that's what they're not even pretending he's anything else. That's what he is in the movie. He's talking to April O'Neil about father and I did this research or whatever to make New York better or something, and it's like the guy, like Shredder, like every, like, do I even need to explain right here what I'm trying to get at?
No.
The frustration is just keeping me from finishing complete sentences.
I mean, the story was already not that great, and they're just going to replace it with another not that great. Like, we love Ninja Turtles for exactly the way it was.
Exactly.
We don't want it to be changed at all. I mean, that's one of those things you just cannot change. It's not like optional superheroes that have tons and tons of backstories. There's, like, one really good old storyline for Ninja Turtles.
Agree.
Another big issue that I had with the trailer is I did not see a single slice.
No pizza.
A pizza. I was extremely upset about that.
Was Splinter in there anywhere, too?
I don't think so. I didn't see Splinter in that trailer.
Which, well, I mean, you only...
I mean, they're going to obviously have him in there. If they take Splinter out, you're like...
Oh, Splinter's got to be in there.
Yeah.
People will burn theaters down if Splinter is not in. They will burn those bitches
to
the ground.
Well, I already
want to
burn this theater down, let alone do that, so...
I think everyone knows our feelings on our theater,
Well, but I think this question needs to be asked, though. So, do we even need another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Yes.
Always.
No.
You always...
My answer's no to this.
No.
Yes. No, yes. Ninja Turtles is like... And I'm perfectly fine with... Transformers movies being pumped out, G.I. Joe movies being pumped out. They're just doing them terribly. But these are franchises that you can tell so many different stories for. You can even tell new stories for and just keep these characters fresh with these movies as long as they're done right, as long as you're not touching mm-hmm. with the – or not ruining the canon, not ruining the origin stories, not destroying these characters. Give me all these long-running 80s cartoons and comics and stuff as ongoing franchises. I'm fine
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely okay with
but
it.
But quit butchering them.
No, right, you just can't do it badly. And well, that's what they're doing. They're doing them poorly.
I don't know. I see you, and I raise you Carrie, the reboot. Did anybody see that?
No.
That's congratulations, because it's miserable. And it's, I think, another case where you just don't, like, Sissy Spacek, you don't, I don't want a new Carrie. I don't need a new Carrie. I don't want a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't need it.
I agree with you on the Carrie thing, but that's one standing movie that's like a horror classic.
Right.
And that's when you start talking about remaking the other stuff. But then you also go into, like, Freddy Krueger movies or Jason
yeah.
movies.
I mean, if you look at the reboot of The Nightmare on Elm Street, did they
really
need,
good?
Did they need to do it? No, but they did a good job. That's the thing. If you're
did
gonna,
they, Adam?
They did. And but the, Nightmare is my favorite scary movie.
But it's so, a franchise, too, so you can right. do a completely different movie there and it be something separate than the original one because you have a whole series. With yeah. Carrie, you just that's Carrie. That's that one movie, that one those iconic moments are there that
right.
you can't mess with. But that's where Ninja Turtles kind of falls in that other realm because there's just so much Ninja Turtles story out there, and there's so much you can do with the characters that have never been done with before.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to retell the exact same story.
Exactly.
Is the point. Yeah.
What do you think about the characters then? I mean, they're strikingly different than, obviously, they're CGI, but, I mean, they're a lot taller.
Ooh, true.
I like it.
Those dual-wielding swords, I mean.
The toys, the costumes, the early images that came out, absolutely terrible looking. But in the trailer, the way they moved, the way they acted, even the way they sounded, like, I was kind of, like I said, I don't know if it's because my expectations were so low. Mm-hmm. But
right, it's suffering from the Transformers 3 mentality, like, well, it's better than Transformers 2.
It's better than the pictures they released beforehand. Yeah, that's,
right.
I guess, what I'm saying with the trailers.
Yeah.
So.
It could not be better.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, that whole moment where Mikey, you know, takes off his mask and for April O'Neil, like, oh, no, don't freak out, don't freak out. It's just a mask. And, like, that's totally Michelangelo.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
He looked and moved naturally. There was great, like, great CGI there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think he looked that bad. And when Leonardo landed on the other side of her, like, they didn't look that bad in action. So that part's not bothering me as much as those early images that
I
came
think
out.
They're way too anthropomorphized. Like, they look just like people. With green on
I don't
them.
Know, because some of my favorite Turtles artwork from
really
this
ugly people.
That we collect.
Big headed, ugly
it's
green
really
people.
Where it's kind of like they've just taken away from that traditional look of them. Because I can, that's another thing that I don't think you're, as long as you're not, if you start changing colors and you start changing their attitudes, that's one thing. But with the Turtles, it's because they're so defined by their personalities
yeah.
that
yeah.
you can change a little bit of the way they look over the years, and it's not going to
it's still
bother
okay.
me.
Yeah.
Well, if you did them just like they are in the comic, it would come out as an animated movie, mm-hmm. not as we're going to make a live-action film of
yeah.
this. So there's got to be some change to make it to where they are more able to exist in a real world, I guess.
Well, and back in the 90s, it was actually people in suits, right?
Yep.
Like
yep.
animatronic type stuff.
Yeah.
Man, mm-hmm. I loved that, though.
Tiny no, little Asian people who are really good at doing martial arts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of
people.
Course.
And then voiced over.
And of course, who was in charge of the animatronics was the Henson Company.
Henson
so.
Studio,
was
yeah.
it
yeah.
Henson?
Yeah. So of
no
course
wonder
they
it was totally
fantastic.
Flawless. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfection there.
That's awesome.
It's hard though, but I think you can do so much more with CGI because, like I said, when they land on that roof, they looked natural, so it doesn't feel like that fake CGI. And it could just be on the trailer. I mean, we watch it in more frames per second on a theater or something, it could still totally look fake.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I mean, as much as I hate those Transformers movies,
they look good.
They look great. Yeah.
If you can get but past, like, no story and.
That's the thing, like, something can look super awesome and amazing, but if, like, there's no story. And it's just a bad story. It still looks good, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not giving me what I want.
You won't watch it again.
Yeah.
I have to ask: Are we going to be able? You know, I can do that. Are we able to make a whole episode out of a Ninja Turtles trailer?
Oh, is that really what is happening right now?
Well, I don't know. So, two other trailers dropped last week, too. The new, I keep wanting to call it Cloud Atlas, but the new Jupiter Ascending trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So the second trailer gives you a lot more action. Eric's nodding his head over there. He's pretty excited about it. A lot more action in this trailer.
Yeah.
A lot more about what's really going on, too. And then, of course, the same thing with the new X-Men trailer. A lot more action, a lot more of what's actually
really
going.
Really excited about
like,
that.
Yeah, special effects. You saw some Sentinels. Saw Iceman in full Iceman mode. Like,
yep.
Totally surfing it out on the ice and everything.
Can we talk about how terrible the name is for the next new X-Men movie?
Days of Future Past?
That's the most miserable name, I think.
But it's pulling straight from... I mean, it's pulling straight from a whole arc in the comics, though.
Were the comics called Days of Future Past?
I don't want to say they were.
No.
Because the name is terrible. Because what does that even mean? Like, days in the future that happened before? Like, come
it's
on, you guys.
It doesn't even make sense. It's just...
Thank you.
Just, like, blah.
I disagree.
Title is miserable.
I think it fits very well for the story that they're telling.
Do y'all know what's
Doctor
going on
Who,
here?
I'd say, oh, yeah, cool.
Do you know what's going on in the story arc?
That's it exactly, though. X-Men has a lot of time travel in it.
What? Well,
yeah,
they're doing some time
in,
travel. I get that.
We're pulling in Apocalypse, Bishop, Cable, all those ones that are future characters, past
right.
characters. The whole concept here, the whole story arc this is built out of is actually Kitty Pryde was sent back in time to warn about something and try to get the teams to band together to fight together on some,
right.
on this. Well, they've pulled the only one that they could keep it without the characters changing too much is now they have Wolverine going, you stop it. Is Wolverine going back
it,
now?
I want to see three things with time travel. Doctor Who.
Yep.
Terminator.
Yep.
And finally, last
Back to the Future.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
Maybe Austin Powers, but that's it.
Nope.
In a story. No, it reminds me of, you guys know those 30 Rock episodes where Jenna does that movie called The Rural Juror?
Yes.
It's exactly like that.
It's just awkward.
Not quite. I don't know if you compare
the
that
rural
to
Rural Juror.
Rural Juror.
X-Men.
I totally know what you're talking about.
Days of Future Rural Jurors. I don't like it.
Embarrassing Google searches. I don't know, I'm pretty stoked about the movie. Title's not going to ruin it for me.
Trailer looks awesome.
I'm with Adam on this, though. I like the title.
I like the title a lot.
It means nothing. It could absolutely be terrible. But just when you say it, it's like awesome. No matter how much y'all snicker about it over there.
We're going to have to agree to disagree about this one. I can't convince Adam that it's terrible. We've had this conversation several times.
That's because it's not terrible.
So Jupiter Ascending... I'm stoked for that one.
Oh, my God. I could eat that movie with a spoon.
How is that Channing Tatum? How is that even Channing Tatum?
They basically put some elf ears on him.
Right, they gave him elf ears.
They glittered him up. They made him a glitter man.
Good decision.
He's got some sparkle
going.
Rub
those muscles with glitter.
Whoa, calm down.
Shine him up.
Shine him up.
Grease him down.
Right now, the way y'all are set up, too, with the microphones here and everything, this is really reminding me of what the Saturday Night Live skit with the two women just...
Sweaty balls.
Y'all are doing your radio
sweaty
show
balls.
Here.
Can somebody get a picture of this so we can
I have the camera over there. I need to get Jose's attention now.
We got Joe sweaty here.
George, are you Alec Baldwin right now? Are you going to tell us about your sweaty balls?
Y'all keep talking about sweaty balls. I'm going to grab the camera.
So I have these sweaty balls, and they're chocolatey and salty a little bit.
That's a good
skit. Are you just nodding your head? This is just going to be cut out right now.
Yeah, we got to cut
all this out.
We don't have anybody officiating right now.
That one's in
Where's
charge.
Where's our moderator?
He's taking pictures like a crazy person.
Yeah, clearly
we need
to be supervised.
I need an adult.
Very much so.
Somebody hold my hand, please. I don't know what's going on. It's a little bit scary. I'm surrounded by
a lot of people.
Stranger danger.
It is getting boisterous in here, right?
It's boisterous. Gamehounds is rocking today.
It is totally rocking.
People are gaming hard.
And we're completely out of the loop because we don't tabletop game.
No.
But we're in the works of creating our own.
Yep.
Sparkly men.
Adam, did you ever tabletop game?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Adam's old enough. Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Adam knows about sparkly men. Is that what we're talking about?
He does.
Sparkly men and tabletop gaming.
What's your tabletop game?
Sounds like my Friday nights.
Sexy.
I never got really into anything. But I did play. I played a little bit of everything. It's a Magic, Dungeons and Dragons. I mean,
When you say I did some magic, it sounds like you did drugs. Do you feel like that part of your life is
a dark time in your life?
Yeah, I don't really talk about it a lot. I can't start getting back into it because I'll just go to a dark place. Yeah, no.
Did a lot of magic back in the 90s. But I'm clean now.
Yeah, that's my feeling on tabletop gaming, why I'm scared to get into it.
It's a rabbit hole. You will be gone.
I'll be sucked into it.
It's fun, though.
Oh,
I can imagine. But
someday when I'm retired, I'm just going to travel around the whole world and just tabletop
game. Tabletop game.
There you go.
That sounds amazing.
Sounds like Will Wheaton.
Is that what he does?
Wheaton?
Pretty much. He goes to conventions and does his panels, and then he plays tabletop gaming.
So he goes to conventions basically to support his habit?
Well, no, support his charity. His tabletop gaming, people pay to play into his tournaments, and the money all goes to the charity that he raises for it.
Yeah.
So it's all charity based off tabletop gaming. And people, a lot of the conventions will support it, too, to where you'll buy a raffle and play in. So the winner of the raffle gets to play games with him. And all the raffle proceeds go.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's definitely something really cool, and obviously it's really cool here at Games Hounds. It's bringing people in. I just feel like, one, it's a big time investment. Two, it's a big money investment. I mean, people spend massive amounts of money on these cards.
Says the man who was saying he plays a lot of video games, because that's not expensive at all.
You pick your poison.
Right. Pretty much.
You got to pick your poison. Well, I like how it brings people together, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It feels like video games are pulling people apart now with only one-player games.
Oh, my. Can we have a mini discussion about that? Because your girl is getting heated about the fact that I need two PS3s to play anything multiplayer.
Well, I don't even know why I bought a second PS4 controller at this point.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, Little Big Planet put out, it was a while back now, a race kart game, like Mario Kart, but with sack people.
What, Little Big Planet Racing or something?
No split screen multiplayer. What is the point of that game if it does not have split screen multiplayer?
I feel like the first edition had two players because we played it a lot as two players.
Oh, well, then I maybe just lied to you guys.
No, I wouldn't even be surprised if they re-released a Game Year Edition and pulled that away, because they're trying to get you to play online. They're trying to get you to pay for the PlayStation Plus network or whatever, Xbox Live Gold.
PlayStation Plus is worth it.
Well, I mean,
the number of free games you get alone is worth it.
That's true, but the point is that's where they're going to make their money off of you, though.
Right, where have gone the days of, cramming a ton of people into my living room and giving everybody a controller and screaming obscenities at each other? I miss that.
That left when the Wii quit being popular.
Yeah, it's not a good night unless someone get called a dirty hooer several times.
Did you? Adam called me that last night.
Yeah, he called his own wife.
Happened,
during video games.
When was this?
This was during the Rocket competition.
Rocket Funland.
Oh,
it gets intense.
I was there.
Little Big Planet. It was good times.
It's so much fun.
I kept thinking that I was the blue player, and I wasn't. I was the pink player, and I just kept getting blown up repeatedly.
She was pretty excited about her score there for a while. I was like, I am just dominant right now, you guys.
Eric, tabletop gaming at all? All right. What do we play?
A little bit of Dungeons & Dragons way back in the day, probably middle school age.
I dabbled in some heroin.
Magic the Gathering in high school, and really that was about it until Cards Against Humanity.
Okay, there you go. That's the new card game of choice. And for those that aren't aware, Eric, our other pro nerd member, is still here too. We are limited on microphones, and he was getting a candy break, so he was. And Jamie's here too, but I guess she's eating the candy.
I've yet to play Cards Against Humanity.
We should have made it happen last night.
Lord.
Let's make it happen right now. Somebody go get it.
Let's go.
It would be hysterical.
It's, as they say, apples to apples. Yeah, I do. Every time we play it, I want to record it.
No, we should. If people really want to know. Apples for really horrible people such as myself.
It says on the game, it says a game for terrible people. Or whatever.
Oh, well,
I'm all
there
about
you go.
That game.
Yeah, everybody will know what
sick bastards
we are. It's right in your sweet spot there, buddy. Yeah.
I've seen stuff online about it. I just have never had the opportunity to play it.
Oh, you are missing out, man. They actually are hard to find. And it's pretty expensive. What is it, $40? For the box of cards?
No, we got it. It's just they're only in stock so often on Amazon. It's like $20-$25.
Well, but everybody wants it. Everybody is snatching that game up.
You
so
can
fast.
Buy it, and they'll via PDF. Right. Or, all right, just take it to Kinko's or wherever, and they'll print them off for you.
Really? Yeah, because you can get your own cards. They let you do that. And then now if you ordered it during the holidays, people could get their own names on the cards or get custom cards. And supposedly there's even if you buy the bigger, blacker box, the one that is really expensive, Erin's whispering to somebody with the mic in front of her, though.
Somebody's
so.
Holding a dildo-shaped lightsaber, no, and we're talking okay. about how dildo-y they are. Speaking of terrible people.
There. Anyway, there's, like, I guess if you, like, there's even some packages where, like, you can cut into the box and find a hidden card. Like, it's the super secret card, so
what?
We may have to cut into our box to see if it's in
we haven't, what?
I don't know if what it's on it? All
the cutting into like, our box, like, code for other tug or something?
Yeah. Well...
I wonder how horrible it could be. Can we give some examples of the types of cards?
What was
go to
the
town.
No? What was the Adam always gets the one that I'm sticky because
yeah. Oh. I don't know why. I get why that am card I sticky every time?
Why am I sticky? Oh, I love elderly Japanese men as the reason why someone is sticky, and I typically always have that card, and nobody picks that card.
We always why? Have that card. Yeah.
So George, have you played
it's
apples?
Too
apples?
It's too real. It's too real.
The game?
Yeah, it's apples. Apples.
Probably when I was a kid.
Okay, well, it's where you play the one card in, and so you got to know your audience because if Adam had the card of why am I sticky, we all have cards probably with inappropriate responses, and we all play them out. So then he goes through and why am I sticky? Yeah, like. A group of elderly Japanese men. Why am I sticky?
Kanye West.
Kanye West or something like
that. That's yeah, a good like, one. You want to hold on to that.
And then he chooses what like what he felt was the best answer. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fun time. And yeah, it's definitely right up your alley, buddy.
Usually, yeah. Usually if there's a few drinks involved, too, it gets even rowdier. So.
Yeah. It's amazing how when you start the game, it seems like everything is really funny. And then by the end, you're like... Pedophiles isn't funny anymore.
No,
like,
I
like you get so desensitized.
I think by the beginning of it, you're like, "This is funny," and by the end of it, nobody's even like can say their answers.
Right,
out loud
you're just laughing,
laughing
the whole
so
time.
Yeah, that's yeah. pretty true. Yeah.
That can happen. I suppose that's where the alcohol comes in because then you're like, "Oh, dong straw, that's hilarious."
Well, I'm going to cut this session short here because for this podcast, I do want to get some of these gamers in here for interviews and maybe get some more pop nerd trivia going. We do need to give away some of these prints and shirts. So any closing words on our needing to be funded Kickstarter tabletop game we're inventing? Any thoughts that came out while we talked about all these other things?
Do you think that we could get the makers of Vaseline to come out with a glitter version?
They already have that.
Okay.
Don't ask me how I know.
Maybe like a glittery search. And if you put it on your eyes will burn and steam.
Oh my, that sounds amazing. Your sinuses would be clear and you would have a sheen on you.
All right.
Vicks VapoRub glitter.
Well, with the glitter, Vicks VapoRub. Project Nerd at Game Hounds. We'll have some more, we'll have some interviews for you, some more trivia, and maybe some more podcasting coming up after this edit, I guess. All right. More Project Nerd coverage, special coverage from Game Hounds here. We have a couple card gaming gentlemen here. So JT and Jose.
Not to be confused with Hosby.
Hosby, okay. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on today. So what's the big tournament happening here at Game Hounds?
The big tournament we have, and we have it every Saturday, it's our locals tournament. Usually you have anywhere between 12 to 16 players who come and play. And we do a $5 buy-in, and then a prize pool gets split up between first, second, and third place usually.
All right.
And you also get, sorry for the interruption, you also get participation packs for when you sign up. So at the end of the tournament, you do get participation packs.
And this is for Yu-Gi-Oh, right?
Yes, it is for Yu-Gi-Oh.
All right. So tell me, I didn't even realize Yu-Gi-Oh, being in the nerd culture, I should probably know this, but I didn't realize Yu-Gi-Oh was this big until we had a friend of ours even travel to Pennsylvania, basically, for, like, a regional tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. Was it national? Was it in Vegas?
YCS was just at, I believe it was in... Colorado.
I'm going to say it's a Vegas, so you get strippers and Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And gambling and drinking, don't forget that.
Yes.
You get your free drinks, the ladies will come up with you at the tables and just give you free drinks while you're playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
Really? It's quite fantastic. Not true at all. Just
okay.
13 euros sipping on Coke and tonics.
So, all right, so Colorado, so I guess the tournament's move around, the bigger ones, the national ones and stuff?
The national ones for the U.S., they do. There are regionals in KC, and that's held at Collector's Cash.
Yeah. Okay.
And those are usually held anywhere between once a month, sometimes two times a month, depending on the circuit. It's kind of on a circuit almost. So.
Yeah. And then from there, you get invited to nationals, and the nationals, you get invited to world. So the higher you score up, or the higher you get ranked up, the invitation you get.
Yeah, the world. Oh, I was talking to somebody this week, too, that they went for not for this, but for Magic, and they got to go to Spain for free because they got to go play in the international tournament.
And they do have, you know, all over the country, Brazil, in different countries, they have Yu-Gi-Oh! I have a couple friends who have actually gone overseas and played and won, so...
So I heard you talking earlier about, like, limited packs available of certain things. So are these things just hard to find, certain cards?
No, they're not hard to find. It's just we have, you know, it's just like Magic. We have different sets that come out. So if the cards are really, really popular, like this last set that just came out, our Premium Gold Series, it's the last time they're ever going to print the cards in this, like, gold rare foiling.
Mm-hmm.
And
make
it's
them
the
extra
only
pretty.
Time they've ever made them secret gold rares. And so everyone is just on top of this set. And it's pretty much, it boils down to, it's $15. You get 15 cards. So if you break it down, it's about a little over a dollar for a
dollar card. Yeah.
So, but some of the cards are worth more than that. Anywhere in the ballpark between $20 to $25 for some of them. So
yeah. Also, the nice thing too, the including into the packs, the tournament packs, the participation packs, we get special packs too that only print out like special rarities of cards. Like they might come out as a common, but they'll get it as a secret rare.
Okay.
So
do you guys have decks as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I have about 7, 9.
Okay.
10.
Well, how much do you think you've invested in your decks altogether, collectively?
I've easily dropped.
This is
more than
first
a grand.
All,
probably.
Jose here. So Jose is also a Project Nerd Insider, I guess we can call him. So we know a little bit about
him.
I'm
a secret insider. He kind of pushes me off to the side
a
little bit.
Jose, what game systems do you have at home?
Huh?
What game systems do you have at
home? Oh, my gosh. Game systems. So let's start at the top of the shelf right underneath the television, the 55-inch. That's really pretty. And then behind my samurai sword is the Xbox 360, which kind of fallen off my radar a little bit. I think I'm about moving it down a little bit, moving up the PlayStation 4. But next to it is the PlayStation 3. Underneath that's the GameCube. I still have a GameCube hooked up to my 55. I don't care what anybody says. Beside that, I have my Wii U. My Wii finally died, so I had to upgrade. Underneath that, of course, the PlayStation 4. And then right beside that one is the original Nintendo. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have the original Xbox. I have the PlayStation 1 with a monitor on, a little monitor attached to it. Yeah. I found that for like $20. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to pass that up. And attach that onto, you know, just for traveling, whatever. And then I have the PlayStation 2 also with the monitor. That's good for like DVDs, and I love traveling with it.
So.
Oh, I have the GameCube with the monitor too. Oh, look at that. And then, oh, in the bedroom, even best part of it all. I don't know if you've come over here recently, but in the bedroom, I have a projector hung up in my ceiling.
I don't spend a lot of time in your bedroom. I'm sorry.
we need to do that. I think we need to roll around in the bed a little bit.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah. JT likes it.
No, I do not.
But seriously, JT does. He's
yeah, you do. Don't
no,
lie.
No.
You don't have to lie.
Why are you touching
me? Don't die in
the fire. See, point is that you have a lot of game systems.
Yes, I do. I actually have the second GameCube hooked up to the projector that's projecting a 74-inch on the wall.
Oh, in the bedroom?
In the bedroom.
Okay.
That makes for fun time.
All right, so Yu-Gi-Oh! Any other card or?
Yu-Gi-Oh! I collect a little bit of Pokemon cards just for like the pictures. I love Pokemon. I have a little bit of Marvel Versus.
Okay.
A little bit of Dragon Ball Z.
So now ask him again what his investment is into all this stuff.
Most recently he just got introduced to HeroClix. So
yes. Okay. And HeroClix. I blame JT for it in the bed rolling around.
So, all right.
Awkward.
All right. So George, to go off George's question then.
So to answer it truthfully.
What do you feel like your investment is in all this?
Far beyond than what I make in my normal job.
There you go. Good answer, I guess.
So, and somehow I have a tolerant wife that still says yes.
So, I guess a good question, and I'm going to piggyback off the financial questions there, is have you all sold any of your cards? You trade, sell them, or anything?
I have sold some of my cards, made a little bit back, and gotten more cards.
There you go.
Yes, actually, one of my good friends who lives in Topeka, he and I consistently always sell our collections or our binders. And let's see, the last time I sold my binder, I bought a 55-inch TV with it, LG 1080p.
Through by selling a binder
TV.
Of cards.
Yes, a binder of cards. He bought a brand new stainless steel French door refrigerator with his. Mm. So I've also done, I bought a mattress with it.
George, I think we need to invest in these cards.
Well, considering that I have three trade binders. Of course, one is monsters, purely monsters, and the other one's like magic and traps. But my pride and precious of joys, I don't know, how much do you think that one's worth?
I don't know, probably $200-$300.
Oh, really? You're going to be like that? Yeah. Whatever. One page is $300. You're such a jerk.
Couples
burn in
a
fire, as you say.
All right, so who's the favorite to win today?
Probably me, honestly.
Yeah, so. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, wow, so we got
it is pretty consistent that JT wins.
So, okay. All right, so JT's our favorite today. Who's a dark... If all the people you've seen sign up, who's the dark horse right now?
Like skin color, or because JT's the dark horse right now.
Wow. I'm gonna put you out on the side of the road with a little bend of
if anybody's gonna step up and beat JT today, who's it gonna be?
I'd say James actually has a really good run. Right. There's potential with some other players as well.
All right, so last question is how long do these tournaments last then?
Generally, anywhere
as long
between
as JT wants.
2 to 3 hours, probably, yeah, or until I win, so
yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well, good luck today, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Adam here with Project Nerd. We're hanging out at Game Hounds. We've got the owner here, Rusty. So, Rusty, thanks for letting us be here today and just kind of hang out at Game Hounds.
Yeah, no problem. Glad you guys could come in today.
All right. So, you guys have been here for a few years now in Manhattan. What made you want to start Game Hounds?
Well, I worked for a big box video game retailer for a long time. I have fibromyalgia and have chronic pain, so I needed something that I could sit and do. Plus, I really love the gaming community in Manhattan. They had known me for years with working at Fielder's Choice Baseball Cards, KB Toys, and GameStop. So I wanted to do something for the Manhattanites, for the K-Staters, for the Fort Riley guys. Have a place where people could come. Every gamer's welcome. And celebrate the classics of video games like Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega. But yeah, it's mainly Game House just about having fun. We like to say we're a gamer's best friend.
I like it. Well, you get that feeling coming in. Definitely the walls lined with classic video games, cases full of the really good classic games. I got my eye on the Secrets of Mana in the case already. So I see a lot of video games. Also, obviously here today we've got the Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament going. There's some folks up front doing other tabletop gaming. What really, you know, has there been a, you know, kind of a process where people started coming in for video games and switched over to tabletop? You see folks that do both who like to do one more than the other?
Well, we started out initially, my wife and I just wanted to have a video game store because that's what my background is selling video games. And there was a local store in town called Patch and Crows that was up on campus, and we thought they did a great job with doing the board games and the magic cards and Yu-Gi-Oh! So we weren't interested in getting into that at the time because there already was somebody filling that demand. When they went out of business, though, one of my friends asked if I would be willing to start selling Magic and Warhammer 40K and Yu-Gi-Oh! And they would help me set it up and give me some pointers on how to sell these items. And it kind of just took off from there. We weren't really expecting it to blow up the way it did. But yeah, it was just one of those things. There was a demand, and we filled it. And the communities are great. They've really supported us and helped us grow it. And we've had a lot of positive feedback. We've made a lot of changes to the store along the way, too, to try to accommodate all the people that want to play here. But yeah, it's been great.
Excellent. So, I mean, that sounds like a good thing. You got that demand, obviously. It's there, and you guys are filling it. So, now, you said your background's more in video games. What are some of those games that you always go back and play? Because we all have those things. For me, I've got my PS2 still hooked up, so I can play Final Fantasy X. You know, lots of other games. My wife loves Star Ocean. So, I mean, we've got all sorts of stuff. What are those games that always, no matter what's going on, you can throw it in and just play for 5 hours and have a great time?
I would say Madden NCAA football. I'm a huge football junkie. I love the Rock Band and Guitar Hero games. I'm a big metalhead, so I always love just rocking out to some guitar. I also am a huge Diablo fan. Diablo 2 and Diablo 3 are my addictions, basically. I play those all the time. And most recently, I really enjoyed the South Park Stick of Truth game. Game is freaking hilarious. It's one of those games that I think is true to the series. if you like South Park, you're going to have fun playing that one. Those are my go-to games that I enjoy playing the most. But I like all kinds of action games, RPG games. Just kind of depends on what I'm in the mood for at that time.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about gaming is it spreads so many different varieties and genres. So with the tabletop stuff, have you gotten into that more since it's popped up in the store a lot more? I mean, obviously you probably want to be knowledgeable so you know what's going on with it, but have you started playing? Do you know, when you're not running the store, are you entering tournaments and stuff like that?
I do like playing Warhammer 40K and Warhammer Fantasy. I kind of got hooked on that one because I grew up putting model cars together, and I enjoy putting them together and then the lore behind the game itself. Since I have fibromyalgia, it's really good for me to have something that utilizes fine motor skills just so I can keep that going. And I like the creative aspects behind it. But yeah, I got hooked on that game pretty easy. The magic, I'm still learning quite a bit about it. I've been playing Duels of the Planeswalker on my computer to try to learn the rules a little better. And I do like playing the Star Wars card game. So I tend to go more towards anything that has miniatures involved in it. I really like putting models together, and I like the strategy aspect of it. The card games, I figure I invest plenty of money in my miniatures, so I better not get hooked on too much card games. But I can see where the appeal is in the card games. I understand why people like to collect them and why it's so popular. It seems like it's very accessible to get into. The communities that play here are really tight-knit. So, yeah, I mean, I can see why they like it.
Yeah. No, and that's something, I mean, you see the guys, they play each other. It seems like they all know each other in the group, so that's always fun. Now, where do you see Game Hounds going in the future? Do you have this idea of where you want it to be? Is there going to be another one that pops up in, you know, Salina or something like that in the future? Or do you really want to keep it local and focus on growing even a stronger community here?
Well, tell you the truth, I'm a Manhattanite, and I'm K-State alum. So my big thing was to provide something for this community and make it the best that we could make it. My wife and I have talked a lot about expansion and that, and we just feel that if we did that, Game Hounds would kind of lose its uniqueness. We don't want to be a corporate entity that has to impose policies to support stores that may not be performing up to snuff. We would rather just have Game Hounds be Manhattan. It's a destination. People from Salina and Topeka already come here to shop. So we'd rather just see the word spread that, hey, there's a place where you can go where they get it. They are part of the culture. They're not some corporate entity trying to feed you, you know, just you need to buy this hot game this week. You can come, be yourself, hang out with like-minded individuals. You're accepted no matter what games you play. And I would just like to see maybe us get bigger in size as far as store size, where we can accommodate more people, because I really hate turning people away because we've reached capacity. You know, I think there's a lot of people in the community that would love to be able to come and play all the time. So it would be mainly just bigger space, I think, is the only way we would want to grow. But I think we'd kind of like to keep it unique just to our area.
Bigger, I could see, would definitely be better. You guys do have a great following, and certainly anybody within a couple hours of here, if you're into tabletop gaming, if you're into old school video games, make your trip to Manhattan. Come out and see Rusty and the guys at Game Hounds, and they will get you taken care of for sure. So, Rusty, before we go, anything, did you, big plans, announcements, stuff you have going on the rest of the, I guess we're getting close to the summer, so the rest of spring and beginning of summer that you want to let folks know about?
Well, we do have Journey into Nyx Magic the Gathering set coming out beginning of May. It's going to be super huge, so just like all the Magic sets in Manhattan are. So if you're interested in pre-release, make sure to hit us up, let us know that you're wanting to play, because spots do fill up really fast. And then also there's a lot of really cool Games Workshop stuff coming out soon. They're doing a lot of updates to the Army books this year. So yeah, just keep checking in with us. We have Games Workshop tournaments, Warhammer 40K, Warhammer Fantasy going on. We've got Magic going on 4 days a week now, Yu-Gi-Oh! 2 days a week, HeroClix on Thursday, and now we have gotten into Legend of the Five Rings is a new game that we're starting to support. We've had a lot of people interested in that one. So, yeah, we have an event calendar up on our website, one in the store. You're always welcome to call or check us out on Facebook or online.
Perfect. Yeah, it sounds like you guys have plenty going on. So if you need something to do in Manhattan or if you're close to Manhattan, swing on by Game Hounds and see what they got for you. Rusty, thanks a lot, man. Have a good day.